There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a presentation of the Eastern Michigan Sports Network from Learfield. Straight from the 734, it's the Eastern Insider Podcast, presented by Folding Warehouse, Ipsy, Ann Arbor. Your chance to get in on the action. Now let's send it to the guys on the inside of it all, Greg Steiner and Alex Jewell.
Another Monday, another edition of the Eastern Insider Podcast, and Greg and I are short, sweet, and condensed this week because tonight is a very special night. It is the annual Ipsy Awards, where student-athletes, coaches, staffs, they are all honored for their incredible seasons, the hard work they put in each and every day, and so it's a chance for the athletic department to celebrate them. It'll be at the George Griffin Game Above Center. There'll be some food and drinks for the student-athletes. There'll be some games. There'll be some awards given out. There'll be lots of laughter and a great time. So with that, Greg and I are busy changing into our suits. We are taking the night to get ready for the Ipsy Awards. And so for this week's podcast, we wanted to be quick and easy, and we want to replay some audio from the EMU football spring game. If you couldn't make it out on Friday the 14th, the weather was incredible, and you, the fans, showed up like you've never showed up before. There was well over 1,000 people in the stands. Hats were given away. Food and games were out in full force. A lot of alumni. It was incredible. So from the athletic department and everyone on, just want to say thank you for everybody that came out. And then if you didn't get to catch Coach Creighton, Chase Klein, and Tanner Canoe's comments after the game in the post-game press conference, you've got them here today on the Eastern Insider Podcast. So we'll take a quick break. Remember, if you want to check out scores and highlights from the week that was or see what's on the schedule for this week, go to emueagles.com/calendar or emueagles.com and click on each of your favorite teams tab. Real quick, baseball is at home tomorrow on Tuesday, so make sure you come out at 3 p.m. for the game against Akron, and then back home this weekend for a series against Toledo Friday through Sunday. All those schedules and more at emueagles.com. Let's get you to it. Highlights from this past week's spring game post-game press conferences. Chris Creighton and then Chase Klein and Tanner Canoe. We'll be back next week with a more traditional episode. You're listening to the Eastern Insider Podcast.
You already know Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan gives you access to the largest network of top doctors and hospitals. What you may not know is that with our 24-hour nurse line, online visits, whole health support, urgent care, and more, you can access the care you need whenever and wherever you need it, giving you the confidence in knowing that you're covered anytime, anywhere. We're here for it all, and always will be. Learn more at hereforitall.com.
The weather was unbelievable. Did it get up to 83? I said it was going to get up to 83. It was blue sky. It was hot out there. I know that. It was unbelievable. All of our signees from Florida to Washington were all here with their families. Got to be introduced to the team, which was just phenomenal. We had some recruits that came early that we got to spend time with, you know, and I think we had, you know, had a bunch of people come, you know, to watch the game. We had alumni here. We had the school's second ever ring ceremony, started with our Ring of Honor with Jose Ramirez getting put up in the Ring of Honor. You know, you've got to be on a 53-man NFL roster for an entire year or be named an All-American. And he was named an All-American by the Associated Press, by the Sporting News, and by Walter Camp. And so we got to reveal that today with the whole team there and then give out the famous Idaho Potato Bowl rings. So just a super neat deal. And then, so very different, you know, the spring game became a spring situational scrimmage, two-hand touch, but, you know, obviously nobody went to the ground and we stayed healthy and got everybody reps. And so, man, defense got some takeaways, I think, too, in the two-minute period, which was phenomenal. It's been a really good learning spring and development defensively. Offensively, you know, our offensive line, a lot of the young guys got massive amount of work because we have had some guys out. And then, you know, we got three quarterbacks that have been competing and, you know, some new transfers that got here in January. And so overall, it was just it was a really good day.
Helps you open us up.
Yeah, this is the first spring that you've had where, you know, you get to have, you know, where you know, like your last few months are coming off a big bowl win. You haven't had that before. Last time your seasons have ended, you know, if you won the season opener, it was great, but it wasn't in a bowl season. You know, how has that kind of changed, like, the vibe going into, you know, this spring season and going into 2023?
Well, at the ring ceremony, we showed a bowl game highlight, and honest to God, it gave me chills. And I think part of that is because we hadn't thought about that. You know, we talk about it in recruiting and all that, but it's not where we are headspace wise, which is a good thing, believe me. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like a team that is coming off of a bowl win in the negative way. I think there's some juice and some energy. The final thought on the 22 season within our team, though, is that we failed what we set out to do. Even though, you know, we won the Michigan MAC and we won the bowl game and tied for the MAC West, and lots of things happened that hadn't happened before or in a really long time. You know, those things were not, you know, the final season goal. And so it's a really determined team right now.
You know, one question that I did want to ask when we were out that way, but I figured I'd wait until now. You know, there were a lot of times last year, especially after losses, where it's like, you know, this game didn't define us. You know, this game didn't define us. Like, NIU game didn't define you. Buffalo game didn't define you. But there's a lot that goes with the bowl victory, of course. How does that one game help define the season that was?
Yeah, you know, I mean, in terms of the 22 season, I don't think you can talk about the bowl game without talking about, you know, Toledo. You know, so the end of October, we had a chance to take the lead in the MAC West against a really good Toledo team. And it came down to the last, you know, 2 minutes and they beat us. We were up three with 2 minutes left and they made some plays and ended up being MAC champs. And so, you know, we had a 10-day wait until our next game. And we were some hurting puppies because we really, really wanted to win that football game. And then, you know, take it one game at a time, stack them and accomplish our goal. So we had to go out to Akron and, you know, didn't play perfect or anything like that, but managed to pull out a victory there and then went back out there to Kent State and we were down. And that halftime, something happened to our football team and came out and forced six straight three and outs and scored every time we got the ball and beat them. Reminded the team today that they gave us 27% chance to win that game. And then we come home, you know, for a chance to win the Michigan MAC against Central Michigan. And so, you know, our guys are carrying a trophy off the field and into the locker room and all of that. And then to be down 13-0 in the bowl game and then come back, score 30 straight and win that game, you know. So it was Eastern Michigan football in that. We stacked them, you know, those last four, which was our theme. But it also showed, you know, our resolve and just our toughness by mentally coming back from Toledo, being down Kent State, being down in the bowl game, but, you know, finding out ways, you know, to pull it off and sticking together throughout it. And so the bowl game, I think, was special for our guys for lots of reasons, but it was the fourth stack in a row. You know, it was, you know, ended up being the third trophy of the season. You know, we got rings today, you know, to prove it. So,
And, you know, your coaching staff too, you know, obviously like Bill Nethery, longtime friend of yours, he retired last year and a bunch of other guys left for different reasons to different spots too. So your coaching staff looks like it's about half of it's new.
Yeah.
I mean, Tate's a second time guy. What were you trying to find out of, you know, filling in those spots with new coaches, and how has, you know, things kind of worked out for them so far?
Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting, going into season 10, and this goes way back to when I first got here. One of the most important things that I do is hire, you know, the right people. And we are emphatic about, obviously, they've got to be expert coaches, but they've got to be great people. And all of us are far from perfect. But, you know, part of being a great person is caring about other people. And as a great coach, you've got to care about the guys that you're coaching and the people that you're working with. And we just have really good people. It makes it so much fun. And we don't do it any differently in recruiting. You know what I mean? And so we lost some really good people. Three of them to the National Football League. You know, someone's got to put in some kind of clause that, you know, go find them somewhere else first, right. You know. But no, I'm so, so excited and proud for those guys. But there are lots of great people who are awesome football coaches. You know what I mean? And I mean, we had 150 emails, you know what I mean, when a job would come open and whatnot. And so, you know, in a case of, you know, Coach Omley, I mean, he'd already been here and whatnot. And so that process can go quicker. And then when we, you know, don't have that right fit right away, you know, then we go through the process. And it's a, you know, it's a, I don't know, it's a lengthy process, you know, and then we do the football part. I feel really good, you know, about our coaching staff. And it is a lot of new faces. We had a recruiting family here that had been here like at the Toledo game, and we offered, you know, their son soon after that. And they were here, I think late January, you know, or early March. I can't remember which of those junior days. And they said, hey, some of the faces have changed, but the culture is as strong or stronger. And I don't think I'll ever forget that, because the people make the culture, and, you know, we continue to find people who really want to be here and, you know, are great at what they do. And it's good.
Like Coach, you know, lost some depth on that wide receiver room. Hassan, you know, is gone. Dylan's gone. But I seen, you know, some guys step up today. Hamze Elzaya, he looked great. Javion Swinton, Terry Lockett as well.
Yeah.
What do you know, hope for those guys this year as they step up into those big shoes?
Yeah, I put JB Mitchell in that boat too. Mm-hmm. So we have, I mean, Dylan Drummond and Haas Baydoun. I mean, we're, you know, sort of, you know, defined us, you know, for so many years. And, you know, Tanner coming back with DL, you know, those are two guys who are experienced and play at a high level. And so Javon Swinton and Terry Lockett both came here in January. And so this was their 15th practice, but they're good fits and getting better, you know, every day. And so super excited about them. And then JB, you know, this next year will be his third year. He knows what's going on. He's a good football player. And so he's got to step, you know, into that next role. And then, yeah, Homs, I mean, you know, he was with us a year ago, January, but then sustained, you know, an injury. So he was out last year. And like it often works, you know, in the moment, it's the end of the world, but it's a blessing in the end, because he knows our program. He's been in it now for over a year and a half now. And he's going to have a really good season.
And then also, you know, you guys are coming off of a historic season, you know, first bowl game win since, you know, the 80s. You guys got, you know, the Michigan NAC trophy for the first time since 2012. What, you know, personally, what are some goals for you? And then also, what are some goals for the team?
Yeah. So in terms of the spring, we're a developmental program. You know, we recruit high school and then fill guys in with the transfer portal or with junior college. And so we're always going to have, you know, guys that we're doing that each semester, but we're still recruiting, you know, high school people and developing them on and off the field. And so the spring, you know, the goal in overarching, we have special teams and defense and offense and program and all that about our E-Tough and living our culture and just getting better. I mean, every day, you know, each one of our guys has a one goal. They had a one goal for the spring, and some were academic and some were football. But just one, you know, and something that you just, you know, get after every single day. And so we just, yeah, all boats rise, you know, just everybody getting a little bit better, closing the gap. You know, as we get headed towards the fall, you know, one of the things was just, we, you know, got to get healthy. It's always the case. I mean, that's even from last season, even from last spring, we have guys who are still, you know, getting healthy, but we will be healthy, you know, for the fall. And then just really coming together. And we want to, ultimately, we want to be our best. I'm never going to come off of that. And then winning is a byproduct of that. So within the season, yeah, we want to win a MAC championship. But that comes underneath being our best, you know? And so if we get a group of guys that really, truly, intrinsically are motivated, you know, to be, you know, our very best, man, that's when the magic happens. And that's what we're going after.
And then last question, is there any update on the quarterback situation?
In terms of what?
In terms of, you know, if you got a set starter, anything you've seen out there today from Austin, Cameron?
Yeah, so all three of those guys have been taking reps with the ones and twos. Austin was out for a little bit, nothing major. He, you know, I think he started, what, four games and played in five or six or whatever. And so he's got the most experience. And so, you know, he was in that. He's in that number one spot. Ike got here in January. And, you know, again, this is his 15th practice, so he's really done well. And then Cam is just so dynamic. I mean, you saw him keep one. I was behind him, so you can't tell as much. But if you're looking at it from sitting in the stands, I bet you it looked like he was moving pretty good. And so, you know, it's really a three-headed monster. And Jeremiah Salem, you know, I mean, the longer he goes and the more he learns, he throws a really good ball and knows our offense and is coming along. So, you know, all three, all four, all five of those guys, you know, got to get better, you know, like today, you know, we missed, and it's not just quarterbacks, but just, you know, we got to get better. They all know that, but, we also know, you can look at last year, you can look at any year, that, you know, if you only have one quarterback, you're in trouble. And we think we're going to have three or four, you know, that we can win games with.
Awesome. Anything else, Alex?
I'm good.
Coach, one last question before I get you out of here. The bling on your hand. I know you were significant in helping that, but a guy who's not here today has a great job now, and Tariq Spate's also part of that. Walk us through just how you guys came up with the concept of the ring.
Yeah, so Tariq is out in Utah, I think traveling with the men's track team right now. And killing it. It was so good to have so many of those seniors back today. And guys who are, you know, gone 2 years or 3 years. I mean, it's a lot of people back. It was awesome. But Miss Tariq not being here. But yeah, he did significantly help design this ring. And, you know, it's yeah, there's lots of things that are special about it. It's got our theme on here. And, you know, I don't know. You know, the really significant thing about this ring is, you know, on the side, it says stack them on the top. And then it's got the initials FR. And, you know, it was really important to all of us that he was on this. Coach Reed, you know, coming up on his anniversary here and in less than a month. And so, you know, it's a special ring for lots of reasons. Yeah, shout out Tariq for sure for, you know, designing it and putting it together.
There's only one podcast in Washtenaw County that takes you inside the athletic department every single week. The Eastern Insider Podcast, your home for all things Eastern all the time.
Spring overall has been fantastic. You know, I'm getting with Coach Needham, our new defensive coordinator. I know all the guys are juiced up about that. And we've been working hard. We've been doing a lot of different things, a lot of fluid motion, stuff like that. So we're all working hard and we're very pumped up. And to recap the spring game, the defense did well. I think we got two takeaways. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's our ball, so we're always trying to get it. And, yeah, so I'm very proud of all my guys and proud of my whole team.
Now let's kick this off.
Chase, last year when you came into the program, I remember – one of the first like major goals you had was to like earn the respect of everybody by like working your butt off to, you know, get to where you are on the field, right?
Yes, sir.
How did you treat this spring session?
I think there's something to be said about, you know, every day earning everybody's respect and working as hard as you possibly can. So although I was more established this year coming into spring, I still had that hunger. We didn't achieve our main goal. So I just came in every day with my hard hat. I came to work as hard as I could, ran to the ball every play. And, you know, hopefully my teammates can respect that.
Obviously, big bowl win that you guys are coming off of. But as your coach said just, you know, a couple minutes ago, you didn't really achieve your ultimate goal of winning the MAC championship. In the past couple months, how much have you, like, weighed thinking about, yeah, we won the bowl game, and, oh, yeah, we didn't win the, you know, the ultimate game. You know, how much did you balance those in your, you know, in these past few months?
Yeah, I mean, definitely happy about the bowl game and happy for the history that we made this year. But the goal for last year was to win the MAC. And so we failed our first goal. And as Coach Creighton just said, you know, it's a good feeling to win a bowl game. It's a good feeling to make history. But I still have a sour taste in my mouth from the way last year happened. I'll never forget the heartbreak after Toledo. And that's a good thing because it's driving us to get better than we ever have before.
More flow in your hair this year?
Yeah, how you guys like it? I'm growing it out a little bit.
I like it.
A little bit more hang time, huh, Tanner?
What was the decision for that?
I just don't like paying for haircuts.
That's fair.
Just been growing it out, seeing how I look. I mean, hopefully everyone's a fan of it.
So, you know, it's your first year, your last year. You come in, you know, you do a phenomenal job. You know, you're in
the
captain role. What do you want to see from yourself, you know, your second year, you know, as captain on this team? And then what do you want to see from the team as well?
Well, my number one goal is to win the MAC. That's the number one thing. So that's really all I'm focused on. But for myself, just growth and being more comfortable with the starting spot, doing everything I can in multiple positions to help my team more than I did last year. And, that's what I'm looking to do.
And then, you know, you also get a new defensive coordinator. Now, talk to me a little bit about him, how it's been so far, and you know, how excited you are to go into the new season with him.
Oh, I'm very excited to be with Coach Needham. He's got a lot of experience. I know he was a former Ohio State Buckeye, so he's got a lot of knowledge as well. And we've been clicking on all cylinders. I've been playing multiple positions, which is good. I think I have a versatility that I can help bring to this team. And just super pumped, super excited. He's done a great job. We all feel comfortable. We all feel excited to work for him. And like I said, we're trying to win the MAC. That's our number one goal.
Awesome. Thank you.
Chase, I know you're very outgoing, you know, last year that was very evident, but you guys are also missing, you know, Jose Ramirez this year. Also another very outgoing guy, talent speaks for itself, All-American, all that stuff. The talent's going to be, you know, something where you guys are going to have to figure out how to make up for it. But his attitude really was like loud and proud and happy. And like, I really thought like it made like football more enjoyable for you guys.
For sure.
How do you guys try to miss or try to like replace that?
Yeah.
Like that part of it.
Well, I would just say, you know, he's a fantastic person. We'll never be able to really like replace Jose the man. But I think everybody just has to step it up a notch and take one little bit. It's not all about one new guy standing up and being the new Jose. That's not what it's about. It's about everybody just working as hard as they can and pitching into that effort. And that will come. You know what I'm saying? That next Jose will come out. So but we'll not. Jose is a unique guy. He's a fantastic football player. And there'll never be another Jose Ramirez here.
I agree.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks, Chase.
Thank you guys so much. You guys have a good one. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Enjoy your summer.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
All right. See you.
How are you guys doing?
Good. How's it going?
Tanner.
Blake McQuarrie.
Tanner. We've met before.
Oh, yeah.
Tanner, you go from kind of being amongst a lot of guys in that room, you're now the old soldier in that room. How's your spring been, and how would you recap the past 15 opportunities?
So it's definitely been a lot different without Dylan and Haas, because I pretty much came in with those two guys and been here and have grown and learned a lot from those two guys. And now us three have really been the leaders of the receiver group for a few years, and now I have to take that role on just myself. But I would consider myself the leader, but there's a lot of other guys who have stepped up. Coach Crane talked about JB Mitchell, who has stepped up so much, and he's taken more of a leadership role. Darius Lassiter, who's coming back, who I think could be one of the best receivers in the MAC, is stepping up. And the two transfers, they look really good. They're playing really well. So I could go down the line in the receiver room about just how much people have progressed, how many plays they made and just how they're growing as a person. Like, I can't speak enough good things about our whole room. Coach Chestnut, who's only been here for 3 days, he's already making an impact right away. He's already learning the offense, which is not easy. And I'm just super proud of the guys, and I'm really excited to see how the room grows.
Alex? Tanner, you did say that where, like, it was multiple leaders, like, leading the room, but now it's you with, like, the most experience. You guys have returners outside of you, but yeah. You have, like, obviously more multi-years experience since, like, 2018, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how – is that hard for you, or do you like it? Like, how is that, like, adjustment going for you?
I definitely enjoy being I do and don't enjoy being the old guy, you know, because – I got outside people telling me I need to go in the real world, but I just love football. I love this place too much to get a real job. So I gotta keep. I just love it here so much. And then I do enjoy it being here, being around the guys. It's just a breath of fresh air being around the young guys because they're just so much fun to be around. They're really smart football players. They're really good football players, and they play hard. So, it's just been a joy to be around these guys. So,
And Haas and Dylan, they were both like kind of the leaders in like the punt return unit too.
Correct.
Today I saw you, I saw Darius, I saw Hanze, I saw Jalen out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how are you guys all taking to that and trying to like replace, you know, two guys who were leading that group too?
Yeah.
And
so
how do you feel you're doing at that?
So I think I'm doing a good job. I got one game rep last year, and I think doing my due diligence and working harder in that category, because other than last year, I didn't really have any experience in practice returning punts. So I think I'm doing a really good job of learning and growing and being able to really judge the ball much better. But I think all those guys you talk about, they're doing the same thing as me. And we got this whole summer to work with the punters in fall camp. So I think we're in really good shape right now. We have four solid good guys, and there's some more who are doing the same. So.
And then Tanner, like they said, you know, you guys lose Hassan, of course, and Dylan. So you are stepping up into, you know, a bigger role now.
Yeah.
What, you know, from what you did last year, some All-Mac honors, what is the goal, you know, this year for you and the team as well?
For me, and the team, the goal is to win a MAC championship. We fell short last year, and I think that's just driving the team right now. And I can see it around the room, around the whole team, and it's just driving us. And everybody, that's our goal right now, individual and team goal is to win the MAC championship. Because if the whole team thrives, then each individual is thriving and doing their part. So. And it goes both ways. Team thrives, individuals thrive. Individuals thrive, then the team does well as well.
And then you guys, you know, have some new coaches on the staff, and one of those guys, you know, being Chestnut, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I know you said you've only met him so far for like 3 days, I believe.
Yeah, he's been here for three practices. So yeah. I think he's been here since Monday.
So. Okay. And so what have you learned, you know, from so far? And then what, you know, do you look to, you know, learn from him, and how excited are you to go into the season with him?
So I think there's really what I've seen in this first week of being with him, there's really two aspects of him. He talks about how he really wants to know us as a person, and rather than just knowing our parents' names, our brother, sister, stuff like that, he really wants to get to know us, what drives us. And I really appreciate that as a coach, like someone who's got our back and someone who really wants to build a lifelong relationship. And I really appreciate that about him. That's the first aspect. The most important one is the impact he plans to make on our lives. And then the second thing is the techniques and being a better football player. And he, in 3 days, I've already noticed him give me a completely new perspective on things and just like how to handle yourself in meetings, taking notes and stuff like that. And definitely on the field stuff. And he's going to be my fifth receiver coach. So I've definitely learned a lot from my previous ones. I'm super thankful for them, and I'm already thankful for Coach Chestnut. So.
This has been another edition of the Eastern Insider Podcast,
powered by Learfield. Tune in every Monday for new episodes all year long. And don't forget to visit emueagles.com/podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Apple Podcasts for all of our episodes on demand.